Chapter 5. Phileas Fogg to the Rescue. The guide advised Fogg that it was very dangerous to interfere. He told them that the woman was called Aouda. She was the daughter of a rich Bombay businessman. She was well educated and spoke very good English. When her father died, her relatives forced her to marry the old man. Now that he was dead, Aouda had to die as well. That night, Fogg and his companions waited near the temple. They wanted to rescue the woman when the Indians were asleep. However, they discovered that guards were at the doors. Passepartout had a clever idea and disappeared for the rest of the night. At dawn, the music began. Fogg saw Aouda. Some men put her next to her husband's body on a pile of wood. The guards set fire to the wood. Phileas Fogg was going to run forward when suddenly everybody cried in terror. The old man was not dead. He stood up, picked up his wife, and jumped down from the burning pile of wood. He reached Fogg and said quickly, "Let go!" It was Passepartout. They quickly got onto the elephant. The guards ran after them, but the elephant was very quick, and Fogg and his companions escaped. Phileas Fogg, Passepartout, and Aouda finally reached the train station in Allahabad. Fogg paid the guide and gave him the elephant as a present. When the train left for Calcutta, Aouda felt much better. She was a lovely, gentle woman, but she was still very frightened. She had no idea what to do.
"You can come with us to Hong Kong," said Phileas Fogg.
"Thank you so much," said Aouda. "I have an uncle there who can take care of me." The train from Allahabad reached Calcutta at 7 a.m. A boat was leaving for Hong Kong at midday. Phileas Fogg was on time, exactly.